you're on Daf, Dalet Amud Beis. We had a memre of Rav Onan. The Rav Onan said, let us just start. Gufa Omar Rav Onan Omar Shmuel Yisrael Muma Lavedes Kechovim Muta Lechel Mishritosai. That Yisrael Muma Lavedes Zore, one is Muta Lechel Mishritosai. Let us just see the Rashi. God on the previous member, before the Gmobat on the member of Rav Onan. Let us see the Rashi. Elamumma Diktoni Lavedes Kechovim. Says that one is permitted to eat the shchita of a mumat means a mumal avedus kechovim bitzrech vashminon mishum da'oma amah chamur avedus kechovim. Let's see the lotion of the shchita mekabet says shekol hamoide bo kekayfer b'chol atayre kula. So memeile there'd be a svara to think that this person, since he's a mumal avedazor, he's a kaifer, becholate rekul, alochari is a din of a goy. Alohochi, samchin alay kerav ono. We're saying mechanim, we don't say that he is a din of a kaifer, lecholate rekul, and why we'll see soon. And Rav Onan, bolaraye from Yehoshaphat. Shekain motinu b'yoshofet melech Yehuda, shenene misudas achov, was nene from misudas achov. So Rashi says, achov is siyatoi chazinabu da'oiv de yavedus kechov mhabe, v'nevelo le'ashkhen bu da'pokri. They were oiv de yavedus zore, but they were nizer and nevelo. Bikol meima the yitzra davedus kechovim tokif alayim. So here Rashi says the key to the sugya that there's a yitzar of avedus zore, a bezundre yitzar hore, which was very strong. So you can't bring a raya that even though avedus zore is chomo kekola teirakula kola meidebo. It matters why he's a moidabo. It means there's a svore to say, and that was Rav Onan's svore, there's a bezundere yetzer hore of avodah zarah, which is very strong. And some amele, if a person was nichshal in avodah zarah, that's because there's a strong yetzer hore, but it's no raya that when it comes to other mitzvahs, he's a kaifa b'chala teire kule. When he doesn't have the yetzer hara, he's an elachiyid. So memele, that was the svare of Rav Onan with Toile, that he's an eved avodah zarah because of the tkifas hayetzer. So memele, this has nothing to do with chala teire kule. He doesn't have a din of a mumah b'chala teire kule. And he's going to bring a raya that as we will, the sugya progresses, we'll see that Achav shechted for Yehoshaphat, and he ate from the shchita. So we see that Yehoshaphat was not chayish, that Achav was an oved avodah zarah. Now I saw the Chayetz Hashem brings down a kasha. He blives by a tzorachian. He says, when the maise of Yehoshaphat, this maise with Yehoshaphat, before they came up to Teromis Gilad and then Achav was killed there, he says, this was Saif Yomov of Achav. And Achav did tshuva already. Nifna Achav. He brings down a medrash Yehoshaphat used to give Achav Malkus. Al tshuva. So he blies by a tzorchi and the Chayvetz Hashem. He doesn't understand what's the raya from this pasuk. This pasuk was la'acher kiyan kinich na'achav, and he did tshuva already. So this he blies by a tzorchi. So let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, shekein matzinu b'yeshavet melch Yehuda shenena misudas achav. שנמה ויזבח לו אחוב צוין ובוקו לרוי ולאום אשר אימוי ויציסאו ללויס על רמיס גילו. So Mamela, you see, he shechted and Moses with Dome Mizbach Zovach Mechel Loi Ochal, maybe he didn't eat by Siseyuksid, and it was from that we learned yesterday that the Hasosa was Ayidei the Zviche and he ate. The Chayfetz Hashem is Mavaya, Afilu will say that Amuma Lavayde Zore does not have a din from Amuma Lacholote Rekuli, doesn't have a din of a goy, but how could Yehoshaphat trust him? So he says, why shouldn't he trust him? No, the kasha was a yes as follows. He says, Einochanami is Amuma Lavayde Zore, he's Nizer and Nevele, but maybe he shechted Lavayde Zore. This is Laisei Dava. Maybe he shechted Lavei Dezore. So he says, since he's not a mumma l'chola teire kule, and Achav knew that Yehoshaphat is nizer in Takruvis Avei Dezore, so he wouldn't give him such meat because he was nizer lifnei iver. Mumma l'dova echad, lehava mumma l'dova racha. That means if we say that a mumma l'avayde zor is also only a mumma l'dover echad, so he wouldn't give him takrubas, especially to give him a takrubas avayde zor, knowing that he's nizer and that, he never would give him. And so that yizicha doesn't have to be chayish, and he doesn't have a din akum, because we see again, Yehoshaphat ate from the meat. So let's just go quickly over the Gemara. The Gemara asks, "Meduma Mizbach Zovach Meichal Loyochal?" We see Seyuksiv. Seems he was the. Meduma Bedvorim Ein Asos Bedvorim. The Loy Voksiv Ki Yisis Chachicha Bachila Beshtiyuksiv. Bachila Bachila Shtiya. Voksiv at the Sisani boy Labole is going by the Rabbinish, but Labole Chinam by the Rabbinish Lomagabi Yiyub, the Milo Shani, the Hasose, Kabyochel Gabi the Rabbinish Lom, Zichanat Bachilashtiyah. But by a person, Stavka with Achilashtiyah, he sees Chachicha Bachila Bishtiyah. So the Gemara asks, Vidume Mishte Ishti Mechaloyochel, maybe he didn't eat Taka, maybe he just drank, and the Hasose was from the Shtiyah. Meist ashtiye, dem rine mummel avoides kechavim, they have a mummel lachol ateire kule. If he drank, so he's not a mummel lachol ateire kule, as achila nami, mummel avoides kechavim, they have a mummel lachol ateire kule. So, again, you have a raya, that is not a mummel lachol ateire kule, that's why you're allowed to drink the wine. So it's weiter a raya. So the Gemara says, hachi hashte, Shtiye stam yeinem huva dain loy nesa, yein could be a mumma lavaydis kechavim is a mumma lachalatera kula. Why did he drink the wine? He's a mumma lachalatera kula, he's a din of a goy. Adain loy nesa yein and shalayb de kechav. Avalachila imalach mumma lavaydis kechav a mumma lachalatera kula. So memele, so the Gemara now is asking on the raya of Ravonon, it could very well be that a mumma l'avayde zor is a mumma l'chalatera kula. Here's a din of a goy. The wine he could drink, because this mice was before the gzeire, that stam yeinem is also. But if he's a din akum, he can eat from mishchite. Iboy same l'avuch et malke mishtaye b'loy. Michle, so memele, if a kochach v'asosa was, Ushtiya al kochad had to be achila also. Viboy same of Yizbach v'sisei yuksi v'men sisei bezvicha. That's from this we were up to yesterday. Frag the Gemara, v'dume oivad yezovach. How do you know that the shechita was through Achav. Maybe Avadya shechted and Avadya was a tzaddik. The Gemara Zobach L'Roif Ksiv. It says in the pasuk Vayizach Lo Achav Tzayin Avoko L'Roif. Avadya L'Have a Sofik. To make to shecht so many behemoths, that would have been impossible. So Kochoch was not only through Avadya. V'dulme Shivas Alofim Zavoya. There were 7,000 Yidden in that Kufa. V'chsiv Yishalti B'Yisrael Shivas Alofim Kol HaBekayim Ashelekor L'Bal. There were 7,000 Yidden which were not Mumrim L'Avay D'Zoya. So maybe they shechted. So the Gemara says, T'muri havi mitmari v'izevo. 7,000 Yidden they were hiding from izevo. So Mamela, they couldn't be shechting the meat. They were hiding. V'dume gavri da'achov havamalu. Maybe Anshe Achav was an Eved Avodah Zarah. But maybe his Mishosim were Havamali, they weren't Eved Avodah Zarah. And they shechted, and Yeshofet relied on them. So the Gemara says, Leisal Kedaitach, Dechsiv, Meishel, Makshiv, Al-Dvar Sheker, Kol Mishosav Rishoy. These people chose to be Mishorsim to Achav, some of them had their same cup of tea like him, and the Mele, so they also have their Avodah Zarah. Fragt die Gemara, V'dil me gavri di Yishofet nami lehavi male. Maybe the Anoshim of Yishofet also weren't such Elech Yidin. Is a voyech gavri da achov, ochul gavri de shofet. That's true, we see that there was a shecht of a lot of behemoths, that's for sure. So it could be that the gavri da achov, they shechted for gavri de shofet. They ate, they weren't so elef. Is a voyech gavri da achov, ochul gavri de shofet. And Zavoyech Evadya Ochel Yeshofet. And Yeshofet alone, he ate from the Shechit of Evadya. So what's the raya that they ate from this Shechit? So the Gemara says, Leisal Kedaitach, with the Moshel Makshiv al Dvar Sheker, Kol Mishosav Rishoyim, that's what Shlomo Melech says in Mishlei, Ol Dvar Emes Mishosav Tzadikim. So it works. That's how it works. It works that the Mishosei HaMoshel are similar to the Moshel. And if you have an Elech HaMoshel, so you have Elech HaMishosei. V'duma Zavoyach Gavri Da'achav Ochel Achav. Maybe the Gemara still wants to stick with this. That could be the Gavri Da'achav they ate from their Shechita. Zavoyach, v'dum zavoyach gavidachav ochel achav. The gavre, that means achav ate from their shechita. Zavoyach gavri di yeshofa, ochet yeshofet v'gavre. You just said that the mishosim of yeshofet were elah, so could be that's what happened, Taket, that each one had their own sug shechita. Yeshofet Anoshim Shechted, which is Elech Yishchita, that was for them. And the Shechtim, the Anshei Achav, Shechted for Achav. Let us see Rashi. They have a Sofik, they have a Maspik, Labadi, Lishchit, Lakulam, for Evadya. Shiva Salofim, Abikam, Yishalekor, Labal, Ba'achav, Ksiv. Gavri da'achav, amamunim al-beisei, v'shoitan lo'i. V'kivin da'ahav, v'beis achav, lehoyu yireyim izevu. was before the Gemara's Teretz of Moshel, Makshiv, Al Tvar, Sheker, called Mishos of Rishoyim, the Gemara wants to say maybe they were Tzadikim. Hi, how can they be Tzadikim? Ezebel did not have jurisdiction on the Mishos of Avachov. The Vajim Emunah Beisev Tzadikom Hoyo. The Gemara says, no, they Zichah were Rishoyim. So, Memele, so we don't have a raya to Rabbanon. Could be there was two shchites. There was the shchite for the Mishol Seyachov, or Yidei Mishol Seyachov, and the Gavri Dachov. There was a shchite for the Gavri de Yeshofot, and Yeshofot, or the Gavri de Yeshofot. So the Gemara says, they have a maflig nafshei minei. I'm sorry, there was no one was not choyshe the other. So Rashi says, "Vayhoya yeshofet nizar v'nivdal mimenu mishum chshat klal." There was no, it wasn't matzach gemisht. Al ma'av al gav v'mumrim lavoydis kechavam hoya. They have imum alochal atayrekul. So the Gemara asks, Minola, how do you know they have a maflik nafsha minei? Ilei memidach siv, komoini, komoicho, ka'ami, ka'amchom. So Rashi says, ka'ami, ka'amcho, damashmo, harayato, atem kemoiseinu, the same kemolayu. That's pshat, he told them where we rely on you. Lugabi Yisabaheta. Elo ma'ato kisusi kisuscha hochinami. That also means Lugabi Yisabaheta. Elo ma'dahavi asusich tehevi asusi. No, Pshat is different. He says they joined forces to go and to be loichem. So he said, whatever will happen to your susim will happen to my susim. Chinami may dahava aloch vilavi amoch tevi alai vilavi amoch. So he also told him, he said, whatever that means, the joining forces, whatever will happen to you and your nation will happen to us. So we don't have any raya whatsoever that he trusted him. Rabbi Yisrael Beheta, Ella Mahocha. The Pasuk says, Umelech Yisrael, which was Achov, v'yeshofad Melech Yehuda, yoishvim ish al kisai muloboshim begodim, v'goyren Pesach shar shaymai. And they were by the goyren Pesach shar shaymai. My goyren, ilayma goyren mamish, ote shar shaymrein goyren haves, others say, says the Baba Basra, Machikin, Sagayran min Heir. Gayran is, could be in Kazakis. So the Zicha by the Pesach Hashar, would Zicha not have a Gayran? So what is Pshat? Big Gayran? Elo Ki Gayran. Big Gayran means Ki Gayran. They were sitting like a Gayran. The Snan, Sanhedrin, Haisa, Kachatzi, Gayran, Agula. When the Sanhedrin, when they sat to Paskin, so it was like a semicircle, Kedei Shiroyin Zeze. So what does Rashi say? Kisusi kisuscha chinami lini sevehetta koma, al koch lini namulchome koma lai. Begoyren, kigoyren hoyo yoishvin, they were sitting like the Sanhedrin sits. Bechive, ובראייס, ובאגוד האחות, כסנהדרן, שאין חוישתן זה עשה. That's what the Pesach is coming to tell us. שרויין זה עשה, ליישיימן איש אס חברוי, מסווקחן זה עם זה, עד שתצא הירוע כהלוכם. שאילו היו יושבין כשורה שלא יבאגו להם, אין בני ראש השורה, רואים בני סויב שורה עושה. So Mamela said there wouldn't be, they can converse one with another, they can be misvakeyach. Chagula shleima lehoye yoshvim, kdei shiyemokim lotzis v'lovoy. So the Sanhedrin said, like a chatzi goyren. And that's shall be here, big goyren, ki goyren. A kaponim, the posik is telling us, there was trust and achdus between them, like the dayonim of a Sanhedrin. So the Gemara says, Leime Messiah Le Rabona. He says, could be this guy is, the first guy, the Gemara said, could be that they didn't trust one another, Legabi Kashris. So the Gemara brought a guy, Goyren, and Begoyren means Kigoyren. Could be the Chulkin and Rabbanon did not hold of this trash. So then the Mora wants to bring another raya to Rabbanon. Leimah Messiahlei, Vo'irvin, Mevin Le Lechem Ubosa, Baboike, Le Lechem Ubosa Berev. Vo'omar Rav Yehuda Marav, Mi Beitavchi Da'achok. He says, where did the Oivrim bring the Bosa from? From the Abochim of Achok. That's an other Mephoshim want to say, how did Rabbi Yudha Merav know this? Because this was twice meat, is not Rashi Chumash brings down Linda Teh Deheret, she only went for one meal meat. Akochach, if the Ibn were bringing Baboike or Be'erev, Bosa, Akochach, this was from a Shulchan Melachim. This is, that was a Shnas Batzeres. So Zicher, the meat came from the Beit Avchi of Achav. No, how was the Yonavia allowed to eat this meat? Before we see Pshat in the Teretz, the Ben Yehuda says that there was a Bazundar Ashkoche that Elio should be Nisparnis through the Shulchan of Achav to show that even though the whole reason Elio ran away because they were chasing him, his devil was chasing him, they wanted to kill him. So the Ben Yishlom wanted to show that you'll be the Sibbe of his Chiyus. Fakert, he's going to live Al Yidei Shulchan Echo, just like we find by Moshe Rabbeinu was Nisgadol Bebeisei Shel Paroi, and the whole Gzeira was because of the Cholim that Paroi had. About Moshe Rabbeinu, and some amelun, that's why he thought he'd be able to make sure it should not occur, and the Rabbeinu Shalom showed him punfaker, that your son named Moshe Rabbeinu will be Nisgadol Bebeischa. This was also pshat in the Ashgoche to show that even though Achav and his devil thought they could get rid of Elio, faker, they'll be the Sibbe for his chiyas, they'll be mefarnesim. Let us see Rashi. Look at Rashi. Api Adibur Shani, Shakadish Bohu, Itiroi Lefisho. Rechsi Vesayivim Tzivesi Shom Lechal Kaleko. The Chavitz Hashem is Moirech, what the fuck is Pshat? The Gemara's matre could be Rav Hon and Yeron. Amuma l'avayde zore is Amuma l'cholatere kula, the apostle of Shchite. Kodesh Baruch Hu etiroi l'fisho. It was necessary to meet twice a day. The whole thing is Hapsamod l'maisa, the Rabbi Shalom was matre. So he says as follows. Chavitz Hashem wants to say that Emerson, we had mentioned in the beginning of this year, the shtiptoira of Rav Onan was that a person who's a mumal avodah zarah, even though avodah zarah shokok neged kol ha-teira kula, but that what he's a mumal to avodah zarah does not make him a mumal of kol ha-teira kula, because he's a miyuchadiki yetzahore on avodah zarah, the talk of Yitzray. So memele, that what he's nirshal in avodah zarah does not show in any way is an hogan chola teira kula. That's what Rav Onan said. The chilkim and Rav Onan, what do they hold? They hold. One cannot assume that every oived avodah zarah, he's nirshal in avodah zarah because talk of Yitzray, and it's, you can assume, could be the shechidim. Could be the Yechidim Taka that are Oiv Dei Avodah Zarah because of Tokev Yitzrayim, but since we're not Yedeya Machshavos and we don't know what's Tutzach by each Oiv Dei Avodah Zarah, we have to ask the Shechita of every Oiv Dei Avodah Zarah and not to assume by every Oiv Dei Avodah Zarah Tokev Yitzrayim. But Al Kaponim could be there were Yechidim, which were Tokev Yitzray. So that's what the Chavetz Hashem says. That was Pshat. Al Piyadi Boshani, the Rabbanu Shalom knew the Zicha were some Shachtim that were Tokev Yitzray. So La Halacha, a Yid who sees an Oved Avay the Zore, Loiva Shemayim, he can be Seimach and the Shchite to assume he's a Tokev Yitzray and he's not a Mumal Cholotay Rekulo. We have to assume. Or perhaps Reiv Oiv Dei Avodah Zarah, not Tokev Yitzray. But Lefisha, the Rabbi Yishol Olam knew who the Tokev Yitzray was, and that was the Ashkoch Al Yayne that Elio ate from those Shachtim. And these Shachtim Taka not Mumrim L'Cholot Erekula. So their Shchit is Taka Kosher Shchit. Let's see Taisvis, Al Pi Adiboshani. Bimtaima Lamai the Salkedaitah Lehavi Al Pi Adibo, that's the Dichui and Rav Onan's Raya, Tikshe, the Omar Rav, Boso Shne Salamina Ayin Osa, the Kamon. So Memele here was Zicha Boso Shne Salamina Yam, who says Bachlal that this Boso came from maybe take came some from Goyim. Yeshleim the Zel Yedeya show Yosaymach al Pi Adibo, the Lav Michel Eved Kechom Kamai. See that the Gemara understood that if the Oyvim are bringing Vaker Tachin the Ben Yehodes Moirer, that an Oyrev Beteva is an Achzav, and Dafal Piking, who's Nishtanda the Teva of the Oirev, to bring for Leo, so that the Zicha realized that the Zicha Ashgoch Al Yoin over here, that was Mesaviv, that the Bosel did not come from Goyim. Avalois Al Kedaitach, Shebo Hadiba Lahato Heiso Shchites, Tabochim Da'achav, about such a kunz, to say that even though without a gilui, all shchites oiv dei avodah zarah is also, but if you can be mevarer that it was tokev Yitzray, then the shchites mut, that the Gemara was not all al das amakshin. The Gemara said no, it was like that. My Irvin, Amaravina Irvin Mamish, was Irvin Mamish. So Irvin Mamish, so as we mentioned before, Neirev is the Chlala Narzo. So the whole thing was a Maisenes, so we can say that Min HaShemayim, the Irvin took the Boso from the Oivdei Avodah Zarah was Tokif Yitzray. Omer Rav Adar Bar Minyumi Vidume Tei Gavri Dave Shemayu Irvin. Who says that it's I mean, if it's Taka, there was birds, most Taka, the whole thing was mice and nisim. Maybe there were two people who went or knew where Leo Novi was. They knew he needed food. They brought it, Trey Gavre, it's a Bemele, and then Bulev Arayit Arabon, and also that they brought the food, and they told them it's from Beit Avchi, the Achav of Al-Kaponim, then it's Taka also, then we have Arayit Arabon. Me like Siv, you'll say it's a doichik that a person is called Oirev, Vayargo es Oirev, Bitzur Oirev, Vezei, it says they killed a person that his name was Oirev, and Bitzur Oirev, that place was called from then on Tzur Oirev. As Al Koponim, the people have such names, so maybe they were Oirevim, the two people who are called, their names were Oirev, Mevin Lechem Obosa. Amalei Yisramoy Milta De Tavayu Avishmai Oirvim, to say such a pshat in the Pasuk, God, the two people who brought him, they both have the same name, Oirev, not Mestava. It's Mestava to say that they were Oirvim Amish. Like the Gemara, Vidulma Arshem Mekaimam. Maybe Oirvim means not their names were Oirvim, that's a doichik, but these are two people who came from a place called Oirev. We just said there was a place, Tzur Oirev. So maybe these people came from such a place, and they're called Americans, French, they're called Oirev because they come from Tzur Oirev. Me, like Siv, and the Pasuk calls someone a name. The name is given to them because they come from this place. How do we know this? It says, "Baram Yotzu Gedudim, Vayishbu Me'eretz Yisrael Naroktan." Now this is a Psamod Loloshin, V'kashalom, Korilo Naro, V'korilo Ktano. So what's Pshat? Bomar Aptos, I mean, a Naro is a G'dayla, Ktano is not a G'dayla. Bomar Aptos, Ktano, she was a Ktano, V'min Nuron. Nara means that there was such a place that she came, that was called Nuron, so she's called a Nara. So Memele, so could be that the Bo'im maybe means two people who came from this place, Tzur Oirev. So the Gemara says, in Cain, Oirvim mi Bo'ilei. Then if that's Pshat, it should have said Oirvim. Let us see Rashi. Vishrami Milsa Bitmiya, two people share the same name. These two people brought her the yoke. Vidulma Oshem Mekaima, Shahoyu Mitzurayrev. Mi Loiksiv, Shahodom Nikra Oshem Mekaima, Vafilo Yochid. Had a whole shtot is called Oshem Mekaima, Vafilo Yechidim. She wasn't a Naira, Ela Arshem Mekoimon, the mean Nurin. So you see, Naira Ktana means she was a Ktana that came from this Mokim. Bachanami Afogav, the Lav, Bechol B'nei Amokim Koma. It's even not the whole city was transporting meat to Leoa Novi. Shrebadi Lekulon Lagilo, Shrebnechbohoye, he was hiding. This would be his hiding place, would be in his galah. Mikoma King Jumaim the Trey Gavri Havu, the Koran or Shame Mekoimon, Vain Maskir Shmo. So the Gemara says, Urviim mi boile leosi lemiti ba'urvi mamish. If the Pasuk is coming to tell us that they weren't Urviim, and we have a Raya Teravonon, so the Pasuk should have been Meredik, Meduyik, the Mebedaik Borshoine to say Urviim. To say that we have a raya teravona, since it says Irvin, so vice to chayis, is a piyadibo. What does Tois v'sei kore lo naro v'kore lo ktano. V'ek basret v'soite dorish naorim sh'oyu m'naorim in ha-mitzvahs. These were speaking about naorim who Elisha was mekalo. V'hochi lo shayich l'midrash hochi. That means over there there's a pshat to explain why Elisha was mekalo them, because they were naorim in ha-mitzvahs. But here, not Mustava, what is it coming to tell us? What is it teaching us? We mean the Urin, Shemokim, Dursiv, Le Mizrach, Loran, or Le Mayr of Gozar, Uvim, Iboile, Vafagav, Dursiv, Ivrim, Mitzrim, Lexiv, Ivriim, Mitzriim, Osom, Lekalamite. So, the vial, we don't have a raya from over here. It could be this was our Pia Dibbo. It was Ayuba Mamish. Sit the Gemara Vaita. Lema Messiah, we bring a raya to Ravonam. Hako Sheikhten, Afilu Kusi, Afilu Oru, Afilu Yisrael Mumel. Hai Oru Lechidom. Ilema Shemesi Ochiv Machmas Milem. Hay Yisrael Malyu, so what's the Chiddush? She's an Onus. So Memele Fashteitzach is Kosha Lishchay. Elo Pshite Mumala Olus. So Koch is speaking about a Mumala Olus. That's the Chiddush. A Mumala Dover Echad. It's not a Mumala Lekolotei Rekule. So Memele, so that's why he can check. Ema Seifet. Vafilu Yisrael Mumma. Hechida. Imumma le davar echad. Haina mumma le olas. Ela la mumma la vedis kechovim. Uchta Ravonon. That's he wants to be Moisev. He wants to be Moisev. Not only mumma le davar echad. No, achila mumma la vedis kechovim. But la vedis kechovim is chomot v'kolotei rekulem. And that's when you tell you three talk for you, and he's not a mumble chala teira kulam. So the Gemara says, loy lamei malach, mumble avaydus kechavim, loy, a mumble avaydus kechavim is takem. It's possible to be shecht, because he says, a din of a mumble chala teira kulam. Dama ma chamur avaydis kechavim shkala kaifa bo kemayda b'chala teire kula. Aye, so what is pshat? Vafilu Yisrael mumma. Ela mumma lo oisei dolo. That's the chiddush. The chiddush is, even though he's a mumma lo nedaila, he's a mumma lo oisei dolo. So the chiddush is, like rove, v'leishavi keteire, that a mumala is a dova, we can trust. But could be that a mumala vaydesor is worse, so we have no raya from this paraisa to Rav Ono. Zot Rashi. Yisrael mal yehu, the onesu. Hinei ma mumala dova echad, lechon mikol ha-mitzvahs. Lashminin, blay have a mumma lachala teire kule, he's not a mumma lachala teire kule. Shekola kaifa ba, kemoy, so it says mumma lola salari. Shekola kaifa ba, kemoy de bachala teire, kedersi vechisishku, blay sasu es kol ha mitzvi saile, afinem bahiri is, tababedus kechove mairi. That shokul kachol atere kula. So the Gemara says, no, could be a mumma lavedis or is a mumma lachol atere kula. And that what it says over here, Yisrael mumma, mumma laisei dova. Lishchite ulatayove is a mumma that he eats not kishachta na meat, latayove. It's a lashminin, the loitema, given the doshbe, like the Gemara said in the Avdalad Amet Beis, that since it's doshbe, so it's so
So it's not called Yisure. The Lomdus of Shavik, a Shavik Keter Bochel Yisure, does not apply by a Mumma Loisei Dover because Keter Domilei. No, that's not true. Alabadik Yisure Domilei. The reason he's eating the veil is because it's for Teyavim. It's too big on the soin to be oimed. It's Mamele, so there's no raya from this baraisa. It could be this baraisa is going according to telling us Rava's din that a mumma shayich on the veil for Teyavim is kosher. Lishchayt al tlisho v'keteir v'oruch al yisur. Meisvei. So now the Gemara wants to ask Akasha and Rav Ono. We learned the Baraisa says, Mikem, v'loi kulchem. Odom ki yakrim mikem kolben Hashem. In a behema. So we darshan from this mikem, amiyot, V'loy kulchem. And not all Yidden could bring Kabonis. Mikem. Some. Members Amiyot. Lahoitzi es Amuma. That Amuma cannot bring a Kob. Mikem. Now I have another drash. Bachem chalakti v'loy ba'umis. That thing that we said, that Amuma cannot bring a Kob in the Dove. This is Davke, a Yiddish Amuma. A Goyish Amuma can bring a Kolb. V'loi Bumis. Two droshes from Mikem. One to be Maitzi Amuma and Davke by a Yisrael. Then we go further. Mina Behim, Odom Kiaki Mikem Kolb L'Hashem Mina Behim. La'ovi Bnei Odom Shadoimim L'Behim. Now we're making, even though we said before that a mumma cannot bring a kolben, but a person who's doima lebehime, she'ein mekaymen as hamitzvahs, they could bring a kolben. Mikan omru mekablin kolbonois mipoyshe Yisrael, te she'yarso ben b'tshuva. So mina behime is going on Odom ki yakrib mikem, even though this Odom is similar to a behemoth, that means he's a poshe Yisrael, we mekabel kabonis from him. Here it says, that will seem, k'desh yachzor ben b'tshuta. Then it says further in the baraisa, chutz min hamuma u'menasech es hayayin, Mechalo Shabbosis Befahesia. So this is the end of the Baraisa. So now we had three aloches. One aloche we had Mikam Lohitzi Esamuma. Then we had Mina Behemet Tamarba Poshe Yisrael. And then the Tana ends that a Muma cannot bring a Kol. So the Gemara says, now let's Hagu Fekashe. Amrit Mikam V'loi Kulchem. So you started off that a mumma cannot bring a kolb. V'hadar toni mekablim kolbonis mipoyshe Yisrael. So how does this stem? Someone says, holy kasha. Reishe mumma l'chol ha-teire kule. And that, in a mumma l'chol ha-teire kule, we will not accept a kolb. Mitziyoso mumma l'dover echot. And that would amar b'min ha-behemah speaking about mumma l'dover echot. Fine. So now we know it's no stire. I'm a mayit from Mikan, a mumma l'chol ha-teire kula, and amar b'min ha-behemah from a mumma l'dover echot. Now let's see the end of the braise. Eime seife, chutz min ha-mumma Menasech Haseyayin, Mechalo Shabbos Pefaresia. Hai Mumma Heichidomi. Now what is this last Mumma speaking about? I Mumma L'chala Teire Kule Ein Reishet. So we said it already. Vi Mumma L'dover Echot kashe mitziyoso. Aber lav hochi koma, chutz min amuma, lenasech esayayin, ulachalo shabosis befahesi. So that the Baraisa is coming to tell us that even though this person is only a mumma for these things, lenasech esayayin, ulachalo shabosis, he has a din mumma lechol atayre kule, alme mumma lavaydus kechavim, alme mumma lechol atayre kule, otyufte, rabonan tyufte. So, memela, from this baraisa we see, if the Tana was marbe a mumma lenasech yayin, which means a mumma lavaydusore, so the Tana is telling us that a mumma lavaydusore is a din of a mumma l'chol ha-teire kula. Bachs Medin Yaakov wants to say that the marbe from mina beheime b'nei odam shedoymim lebeheime. And that's speaking about a mumma l'dovarechot, not a mumma l'avaydizore. So he says, could be it's very good by Rumabahim from Mina Behemah, because the Pasuk says, Yoda Asher Kenehu Vachamei Rebus Bolok. Behemah knows who the Balabosses. So Memela, that's Mina Behemah. He doesn't have, he's not a Mumal Avedah Zohar. He knows the Rabbi Shalom is the Balabos. He knows that the Rabbi Shalom is the Balabos. So Memela, so that's why he doesn't have a din of a Mumal Achola Teira Kula. He has only, that's why he can bring a korban from a poishe Yisrael, because he's not a mumma l'avodah zarah. Zot Rashi, mikem, odom ki yakir mikem korban, v'gabi neder ein edova ksit, v'ki yakir mashme k'sheyirtzu l'akrib. It's speaking about neder ein edova. Loitzi amuma shein mekablen nidvosai. Mikem bochem cholakti kloima midachsiv haimiyute bi Yisrael v'loi ba'umis. When there's a parsha that speaks about that umis bin kabonis, dachsiv ish mi beis Yisrael sheyakrib korban v'chol nidreichem b'parshas mumis. Betanya lekamam bepirkin ish matamad loymer ish la rabbi is oivde kechavim shenaydrim the dorim on the doves ki Yisrael. The gabe the two like siv mute. Now here it doesn't say any mute. Ish is marbagoy. The lichtoi min ha odom ki yakrib kom. That means if this first parsha would say min ha'odom. So memela we would say that in this parsha alone I'm memayit not kol adam. And min ha'odom v'lav kol adam. So I'm a goy. A goy that's then it could be memayit a goy amuma. But since it doesn't say min ha'odom, here it doesn't say any miyut whatsoever. It only says mikem. The miyut is bayidin. So when I say bayidin, there's a miyut of a mumma. And by going this bachal no miyut of a mumma. The lichtoi min ha'odom ki yakrib kom, the mashme b'loi kol ha'odom. Shma mino bochem cholakti. Shekshayrin mevim v'loy hamumorim by mikem by yidin v'sot bochem. I was memayit mumrim v'loy ba'umais shekulon misnadvin u'mekablim mehem. That's Melda say pshat eksav sefer wants to say that Rashi, when Rashi started off to explain the posik and the drash, so Rashi says Odom ki yakir mikem kom begabi neder in a dova ksiv. Speaking about a neder in a dova, do ki yakir mashmek sheyirtzu lahakrib. As she started off, speaking about neder in a dova. So why is it necessary for us to know this? Because Rashi wanted to tell us, maybe how did the Gemono Mikem is coming to be Marba Mamayat Amuma? Maybe Mikem is coming to Mayat Agoy. Maybe it's coming to tell us that Agoy can't bring a coal. So Rashi says it can be. Because this Pasuk is talking about Neder and the Dover. And Ish is also speaking about Neder and the Dover. So Agoy can bring a Neder and the Dover. So Kochus the Mikem is coming to be Mamayat Amuma. Not Agoy, because Agoy can bring. And since the meat is from Mikem, so we see Babke Bochem, there's a meat of Mumma and not by a goy. Am Adoyim Lebehime, Shem Mekayimen as a mitzvah. Now it says, Min HaBehime, so Rashi says, Min Dersiv Gave Behime, Lemute Reive, Venilba, Ochidosh Lobo Babakama, Babakhoyres, Betimur. Mi Poyshe Yisrael, Mashme Mizidim, Kidisanyi Mesechas Yume, Pshoim Eila Merodim, Chenoim Melech Moya Poshabi, Vahaino Mumma. Lakamon Meforish Lavozo. Menasech Hesayayim, Lavidus Kechovim. I Mumma Lodover Echot, Kashi Mitzioso. Victoni Mekablin Aseife. He said, if the last case is being a mumma davar echad, so it says a mumma davar echad, you mekablan, and here it says that you're not mekabl. El alav ochi kama. Mekablim kabon is mi poishe Yisrael, but mumma davar echad. Chutz min ha mumma le nasech esayayin, lechal shabosais, kahani chamiri, and there a mumma for these two things says that in mumma lechal terakuba. Alme, Mumma labaydus kechovim ke mumma lachal atayra kuladom. Haitane chamirelei Shabbos kabaydus kechovim. Oivet abaydus kechovim koifer bahakodish boruchu. Amechalo Shabbos koifer b'maiso. Is koifer b'maisi hakodish boruchu. Umeyit sheker shaloi shavas hakodish boruchu b'maiso bereshis. So they're similar. One is Kaifa Bakadish Boch, and one is Kaifa Bemaise Kadish Boch. Zogt Taisvis, Mikem, Veloi Kulchem, Lahitzi Yesamuma. So it seems the Mikem is coming and to tell us who could be Makriva Kolm. So Taisvis Taime, the itzach l'darshin and bereish lulav agozel. The Gemara says, "Odom kiyaku miken kolbim." So the Gemara says, "What is the pasuk speaking about?" Ilif neyush, odom kiyaku miken amarachmona v'hai labdidayu. So it seems the Gemara darshin from the word mikem that the behemah has to belong to the to the makrif. You need bailus on it, mikem. And here we darshan, Skorab Sandish is speaking about what kind of a person can bring a kolbim. V'yeshloima dohosom lav mishum de tepik lon mahaikro gozel lifnei yush. So Taisa says, you're learning wrong pshat in the Gemara. That really, you don't learn the Gemara Kibshutai that from Mikem we learn out that in order to bring a Kovan you have to be a Bailim. Tahai mi beisei nafke. That a Gazlan cannot be Magdish a Kovan. If ne Yush, you don't need a Posig Mikem. Tahai mi beisei nafke, kidamrinim bimrube. Kobonoi veloya gozel. The Gemara says later, the Gemara says in Merube, there's a miyot, kobone v'loya gozo. So the Gemara says, what is this pasuk speaking about? Amos. Ileima lifneyush lama likro. Kloima, you need a pasuk to tell me that a gazlon can be magdish akob? V'chi yochel lahagdish beise omarachmona. So we see clearly that this din, that you need a bailim in order to be magdish a kolbim, that I don't learn, the Gemara wanted to say there's a miyat of kolbon noi v'loi agozon. The Gemara says, the posik cannot be talking about lifnei yush, because I don't need a posik, I learn that from basic. So I see that the makoyer of gozul, I learn that from basic. Yeah. So what's pshat in the Gemara in Sukkot? B'loi maisi hosam kro dechi yakrif, aloloima, de korban ona rachmona v'haylav korbanu, she'ein b'yode lahagdish lifnei yush. So, Taisvis is saying pshat in the Gemara as follows. The Gemara says, ilif neyush, odom ki yakriv mikem amarachmona. Odom ki yakriv korban, I think korban mikem. It's a korban. Mahai lav didayu, so it can't be a korban if it's lif neyush, because it says beisoy. Not to, the drash is more being, it says yakriv korban. So it has to be a korban, and it can't be a korban because a gazlan can be magdish. So bechlal the Gemara isn't darshaning mikem. Ba'od yesh loyma, I'll say over the pstis, a bracha being down from someone this year said, perhaps we don't have to make, others make a lot of changes in the nusach, here we just have to eliminate one word. Ba'od yesh loyma, the tarti shaminom, Mimikem. We learn out two things. Mimikem. Ulegzeile mekadeshes itzrich. Umibesoi loinavke shloi also l'shem chayva. So the Yisa Brocha says, the Bing Zana Bashmois from the Taisus Harosh, that there's a drash from the Mem, Mikem, B'loi kulchem. And that mem is memayit muma. And the kem is shelochem. The kem is shelochem. And that we're memayit, if a person stole someone else's korban, that's a tight gzeila mekudeshes. He stole a korban that was mekudesh already. That means Reuven was magdish a korban, and from here we learn out that you can't bring a gegazelte korban. That means if the gazlan is bringing a korban of the nigzel, you can't be makriv it. Mi beisay le nafke shloyol so l'shem chayva. From beisay you learn out that you can't make a korban if you gazled it. But if it is a korban already, shloyol so l'shem chayva, that you can learn out from beisay. So this we learn out from kem. Kem means shalochem. The maybe as a korban has to bring his korban, not a gegazel to korban. So it's very unclear what did. So this is very nice. Mikem, there's two droshes. One is lahitzi samuma. That's from the mem, and the kem shalachem is lahitzi a korban gozel. But this doesn't stim with the Gemara and Sukkah. The Gemara and Sukkah is speaking about Ilaim lef neyush. I think the Gemara is speaking about Taisus means that it's speaking about that the Gemara and Sukkah is speaking about he brought someone else's korban lef neyush. I don't think that would stim in the Gemara and Sukkah. Reisach nesht. I don't know clearly how Taisus learned Pshat and the Gemara. Taisus means to say a different Pshat and the Gemara and Ksukeh. Taisus Tamas is a Ktagotvor that These are two drushes we can darshan from the word mikem. The Gemara differentiates between a mumma l'davar echad and a mumma l'chol ha-teira kule k'day she'yachsur ben b'tshuva. And a mumma l'davar echad, he brings the korban, and perhaps from bringing the korban will be magza b'tshuva. So Taisu is lav time of the kro kadosh. This is not a time of the kro. Ala noisein tam l'dovo noisein tam l'dovo also the maminin mumma l'dovo rechot tvei mi mumma l'chol ha-teira kule v'loi mekmine kro b'milsa achite. Come out the mumuladova echot bekal yachsel betshuve lachain mekabel mehem kedei sheyachsel. So let us try to explain what Tosfos is saying. The Levarie says this pshat in Tosfos. That means we could learn, and that's what Tosfos is saying, that's not pshat. We could learn that the Baraisa says the difference between a mumma l'chol ha-teira kula and a mumma l'davar echot v'gabi avos korbonis is because a mumma l'chol ha-teira kula, the korban won't accomplish anything, he won't do tshuva, so that's we're not mekabel his korban. Masha'in came a mumma l'davar echot, he will do tshuva, that's what mekabel. We could say it's a reason, it's a time of the krah. Now if it is a time of the krah, so now, let's go further. The Baraisa was Memayit Amumul Avaydazorah. That's the end of the Baraisa. The Baraisa is Memayit Amumul Avaydazorah. So, we have to understand if the whole din of bringing the Korban is totally, if he will do tshuva, if he won't do tshuva, so Amumul Avaydazorah. So, one of the two. Will he do tshuva or won't do tshuva? How did the Baraisa know that Amum Alavei Dezore, we don't accept his korban? Maybe he'll do tshuva. I mean, so how did the Baraisa know? No, we'll say the Baraisa knew. The Baraisa knew that, Amum Alavei Dezore won't do tshuva. Fine. The Baraisa knew. So, Memela, we're Memayat Amum Alavei Dezore. Fine. Zukta Habizay says, but he has no shaykhus with Asugya. So then, ma inyan kobonis eitzel shchite. That means, if the reason of kobonis is, a person who will be motivated by the kolben to do tshuva, you accept his kolben. A person who's not motivated, you don't accept his kolben. Now, the Baraisa was Mamayat Amumul Avaydazorah. So if you'll tell, he was Mamayat, so I'll call him the Baraisa, no, he won't be motivated. Fine. He won't be motivated. So where do you see from over here that Amumul Avaydazorah is Amumul Akola Teirakul and the Shechita is no good? How did the Gemara know from this Baraisa, Teskakash and Rav Onan? Rav Onan is talking Hilchus Shechita. Like this, the whole Kasha and Rav Onan is with Acheshbon. That there's two types of mumrim. There's a mumma l'chol ha-teira kule, that you don't accept his korbanos. There's a mumma l'davar echad, you do accept his korbanos. And then the Baraisa said, a mumma l'avaydazorah, you don't accept his korbanos. So what's the reason? So I'll call chach, because a mumma l'avaydazorah is a mumma l'chol ha-teira kule. So I see this already. So if it's a mumma l'chol ha-teira kule, so you understand the shchita is possible. Then it's good. But if there's a time at the krah, it is a time of the krah that the reason why when you accept kabonis, when you don't accept kabonis, is totally if do tshuva or not. So there's no kasha whatsoever on Rabbana. This was Taisvah's kasha. That's what the Levaya says. So Memela, so Taisvah says it's not a time of the krah. No, it's just a hagdorah. That means, I'm saying, one mumma you accept the kabonis, and one mumma you don't accept the kabonis. So if there's no way to differentiate between this mumma and that mumma, So it's not mistaken to say that the ribui is coming to a mumma ledover echad, because there's no difference whatsoever. This is a mumma and this is a mumma. So therefore, the Baraisa says that there are two different types of mummas. There's a mumma that's motivated by a kolm, there's a mumma that's not motivated by a kolm. That is not the reason of the pasuk. The reason of the pasuk is a gzeiras hakosav. But if I'm capable of being magdil, that I'm marbe one and mamayit the other, so I have a shtikel chilek between this one and that one, that this one is a mumma that's motivated, and this one is a mumma that's not motivated. But the time is al tzeres hakosav. So then al kaponim we have a kasha and rabonim.